So the halacha is that mila is mutar on Shabbos. So you can do all of the different steps of the mila which are necessary to do. And now he's going to elaborate. Moylin, we do the mila, and then we do the priya, the parin. There's a membrane which we then open, tear off. Umotzisin, and we do the mitzitza, taking out the dam. Meres and Allah of kamoin, and they put on the kamoin, which is a type of a powder which would help it heal. Okay, so we call it an aleph. B'Shabbos tzeiva yom shmini yimol. U'bayar mafil b'Shabbos. Or makes a drasha that meal is dechus Shabbos. Umotzisin, avagav la'yedei mitzitza hadam nitak mi'chiburay. When the person sucks out the blood, he's pulling blood out from where it is in the body. That's a form of a chivala. The more says that if you don't pull that blood out, it's dangerous. So that is Da'echa Shabbos, not because of Mila, but because of Sakana. Okay. They would then take a ground type of an herb and they put it onto the mila to help it heal. You could put a bandage. So what would be the situation where this kamon had not been ground before Shabbos? Take a look over here at the Bir Halacha. Pardon, which is in I'm Shubas Binyan Siyan, Simach Gimel, Vachadal, the Matzitza Dafka Bepe, Wayeri Dover, Acher, Shem Siyu, Haroifim Hachadosh. It has to be done Dafka Bepe and not through other vehicles. Shubas Adel Yezer, Matalim Sos Beswag, they would do the Matzitza through a sponge. The Meduka, the Yersetab, and Matzitza Bepe is actually better. Philip Shabbos, Yeshlahat Beswag, you can do it with the swag, even though that's going to be like you're like squeezing out the liquid from the swag. It's still going to be mutter. Okay. So without getting involved in the matitza the pet issues, the Mishabur already touched on this. It's not a new argument. I just want to point that out. Okay. Bays calls manchala silik yoda mina milo. So there, we have to remove a certain amount of the orla. After that, cutting off the rest of the orla really is just cutting it without the purpose of the mitzvah. But as long as you're being oisik in the mitzvah, person has not finished the process, he's allowed to continue cutting, even if he's cutting an extra part which is not bidyavid required to be yotze the mitzvah milah, even though he's doing a chavala. But if he's already finished the process and he wants to go back, he can only go back if he did not fulfill the mitzvah of milah. So what is the definition of tzitzin hama'akben? So tzitzin we're referring to piece, the flesh of the orla. So the aver, it has like a corona which goes around it, like a raised ridge, and then it goes from there down to the tip of the, or up to the tip of the aver. So if at one point from the corona to the tip, there is going to be a piece of flesh which goes, covers the ribe of that distance from the corona to the tip, even though it's not all the way around the it's just in that one spot, so it could be half an inch wide, a quarter of an inch wide, an eighth of an inch wide, but if that eighth of an inch wide from the corona to the tip, the majority of it is covered, that's called tzitzin ha-makben. Okay. Okay. Mishabur is a cousin Dalit. Chayzer. After the Gemara Latach, Orla, So it's referring to that as long as you weren't Silik Yadam in a meal, you can be Chayzer. So what's the Lashon of Chayzer? If you're still being Isaac, what do you mean you're going back? So Mishabur is going to say that there's Dav the Gemara Laticha Orla. He finished cutting the Orla, but he had Yotza Yidei Mitzvah's Mila Afila Beloy Elu Hatzitzin. Without removing this piece of flesh, he'll still be Yotzei. Kamokim calls him Manchel, Silik Yadam in a meal. So just like the chatchila, the person can cut off all of it. We don't say he has to cut off just the minimal amount. See, even though he's finished cutting in that spot, as long as he's still being involved in the act of cutting, etc., so he can go back to that spot and cut off more. This is Shabbos lidochas etzla. When we say Shabbos, the meal is doche Shabbos, that means the whole mice of the meal itself. Including this part, which is not necessarily the ma'ake, but since it's part of the ma'ase meal, it's toicha. V'ayim chidush ha'aran shekasa dafilu kvar silik yodah min hachituch. He finished all of his cutting, v'hitzchol lifroya, and he's starting to do the next step in the process. So now we could say already, the cutting part is finished. So if this piece to cut is not necessary, it's not required, b'di'evit, so you can't go back to it. The whole heter is, as long as you're being Isaac in the Mila, you could, even though you finish cutting in that spot, you, since you're cutting somewhere else, you can go back. You're not cutting anymore. You're doing priya. The Ron says no. Mikri dayin l'silik yadam in the Mila. The Mila priya chadim osehi. Because the priya is an integral part of the Maisa Mila. So you're still doing Mila. So you can go back and cut. The person realizes that he missed one spot. He can go back and cut that off. Ach kishu oisik b'mitzitzo. Now the Ran says, well, let's say he already finished the meal. He finished the priya. Now he's doing mitzitzo. Mistapik shami mutar b'shavas lachzo latzitzin shenam akvin. Dizimah mitzitzo mikri rak rafua b'lo tzarech mila ayin shom. So the question is, do we look at mitzitzo as just it's a sakana, and that's what we have to do, but it's not an integral part of the meal. So the meal is finished. So now it's already a question of going back after your silik yadai, which you can't go back. Or do we say that the meal will only be effective if you pull out that dam, what the matzitza does? So it comes out, it's part of tzarchi hamila. So he's masupik. He's a pasha dafilo ima pareyahu acher. So now, do we argue there's a difference between one person doing it and two people doing it? Maybe one person did the Mila, one person does the Priya. So if it's one person doing the Mila and the Priya, he can go back to the Mila. But the first person does the Mila, the second person does the Priya, and the first person realizes he wants to go back and cut off more of the Mila. Well, it's too late. He finished. He said, no. Because Manchu Oisik, by mitzvah, so mutal l'rishon l'achshon l'ikmer, so tzitzin shenem ha'akvin. He finished his process, but the Mila hasn't been finished, so he's allowed to go back and do it. There's a famous Tikkun Torah that says, what about a third person? So Reuven did the Mila, Shimon did the Priya, and now Levi wants to go back and do the Tzitzin HaMakom. So that Avinazer says no, that he can't do. Since Beth and Rav Makos, as far as he's concerned, the Maisa has been done. So he doesn't have the heter of Kol Zman Shel Silik Yadai. He can go back. Okay. So you go back. I feel all tzitzin shenim akman. Number two, Shabbosr Shanishru, there was little strips of the skin which have remained. Bein Me'orla, Bein Me'or Shapareya. So whether it's from the orla, which is the outer skin, or the membrane underneath, either one of them can be, or it's called tzitzin, it can be tzitzin, which are ma'akim, tzitzin, which are not ma'akim. Okay. Mahamakvin gam kein bein b'mila bein b'priya v'chanal. So we're talking about tzitzin or ma'akvin. So this is relevant both to the amount of the mila and the amount of the priya. It says if there's going to be basar, b'roiv gavah shalatar b'mokamecha. Zot Mishavura, but Kolshkin Roiv Hekefa Shel HaTorah, Al Bishena Roiv Gova, if it goes all the way around the circumference, even though it doesn't go all the way up. So that's a significant amount of skin being left over there, and that has to be removed. Vayin Shel Machrenim, that defines what when we say a Torah, what do we mean by the word a Torah? Okay. Okay. A Gimel. Ben Shemarno. So we had before that a child was born, the month Chazal, a child was born in the eighth month. So it was. It was not a viable child. So imgamer saaro utziporinov. So if we see that it's fully developed to the point that its hair has grown and its fingernails, its nails have grown, so then we assume that really it was a full child, which just theoretically could have come out, because I'll say after the seventh month, but it just stayed a little bit longer. So that's a full child. So then there's a din yudmilas dechashav. If that's not so, I feel imhu savik ben shiva savik ben shmona. We're not sure exactly how old the child is. So we push the meal off till after Shabbos. It's our klumer ben shmona vaday, but it's vaday ben shmona. So definitely it's not dechashav. Imhu ben sheva vaday. I feel the gomer sarav b'tiporta malanos. If we know for sure it's a ben sheva, so we can do meal. Now, nowadays, it's usually the nature of what's born at that point in time still needs to develop. We would not be able to do a mila and the ben sheva. The metzias of ben sheva b'chazal I'm not sure if we've actually seen something like that nowadays. It's fully grown after seven, by the seventh month. Okay. So we say if we see that it's fully developed, that's a sign that really it was a ben sheva which stayed longer in the rechem. Because I'll also talk about such a mitzvah, by the way, of a ben tes, which is mishtoi. The Gemara said it's possible to have a child which is fully developed after 9 months and then just stays in, it doesn't come out for whatever reason, it takes a while before it comes out. It's the same thing can happen on a ben sheva. It's fully developed after seven months, but it doesn't come out till the. So how do we know if it's gomer's sarav a siporim? That's a simen. Rav the ben shmona ba'al malad bar kiyamahu. Normally, we assume that a child was a ben shmona is not viable. B'zesh a gomer amrinan hay bar shiva b'ishto huye ishtai avlad b'vetanim. Really, it's a bar shiva, which, whatever reason, has stayed in for longer. Or it's a sub ben shiva, but who didn't sub ben shmona sub ben tisha. We're not sure if it's an 8 or 9 or it's a 7 or 8, the same type of shiloh. So, Savik, Chilo Shabbos, for Mila, it's not Vare Mitzvah, so then she shouldn't do it. If the Ben Sheva Vare, how do we know it's Ben Sheva Vare? Shabbal or so, perish at Shukr Ubra. They did Bila, he didn't Bia with his wife, and then whatever reason they were not together, he knows that they were not together. Till the point where the woman is clearly pregnant, so there's no doubt which was the act of bia which caused the ibur. Making calculations based on the woman's period and those type of things are not. That's not a ben sheva vaday. Then he said, "Ayin yaradeya siman reish sam avov." So the Ramah comes along and says, he argues on this whole thing. So I have a great idea, great chop, he says. If it's a Bar Shiva, there's a mitzvah of Mila. If it's a Ben Shmarna, it's not really Kabbalah, because it's not really a live thing. It's not a viable thing, so it's not considered Kabbalah. Dibar Mila hu shapir moyo. V'iloy mechat debosar ba'almahu. It's like just a cutting flesh. Okay. Okay. That's our, that's the Ramah. That even though it's not viable, but to say it's not a chabur at all, that's a big chiddush. So the Gemara says that rivers flow in different directions. Whatever you do is fine. Either way, there's different minhagim. Either way, they do is fine. Again, nowadays we consider usually ben shemona that it is viable. Number one. But would be relevant in the case we have a suffix of a child's a nafel for other reasons. But usually that situation on the tzad that is viable, there's a chayli, and we don't do mila on a child which is sick. We wait 7 days because of the concern that the mila will endanger the child. Okay. Fine. Mila is only the Shabbos if it's on the eighth day. But if it's on the, it would be on the ninth day or onwards. For whatever reason, they couldn't do Mila on the eighth day, and now it's the ninth day of Shabbos. They couldn't do the Mila of the Moel because it wasn't able to come, and now it's ready Shabbos. You can't do Mila on Shabbos, you have to wait till after Shabbos. Even though there's a mitzvah milah which extends beyond the eighth day, but the mitzvah milah which the Torah says is the Shabbos is dafka yom hashmini. Okay, now, so that based on that, we have the interesting question of the case of a milah which is a suffix. So he gives us. He gives us a few examples. Hey, androgynous. So, androgynous is a child or a person which exhibits both male and female elements. He has the genitalia of both male and female. So he has a suffix status in halacha, whether he's a male or not, whether it's a mitzvah mila on him or not. Even though he has a male genitalia, but we're not sure that halachically that what his status is. Or another ben hashmash is a child which is born ben hashmash, so he's definitely a zacher. He's definitely chayav in mila. The question is, was he really born on Shabbos? If he was born a week ago, Friday night going into Shabbos, or Shabbos going into Matzah Shabbos, we're not sure if he's born on Shabbos and today is day 8, or he's born on Erev Shabbos and today is day 9, or he's born on Matzah Shabbos, let's say, and today is only day 7. So you can't do mila on Shabbos misafik. Or Vinelich Kishumol, a child was born without an orla. Or Vyotidefen, a child which is born through a cesarean. So the Pasuk says that the Ishok is Hasriya Vyolda, she has to have a Leda from Makam where she's Mazriya. So a child which comes out not through the Leda of the Makam of the Zriya, not through the normal birth canal. The pasuk continues and says, "On that woman who Ishiki says we have the zocher, there's a din of Yom Hashini Yom Bazar on the side." So that's not the Shabbos. V'vedesichal Mishiyolda Achachat Niskarya. So she was Megayer, the child after he was born. So he wasn't born as a Jew. So that case, Mr. Brad Tupshaltim, that means we'll see when we get to what that means. Okay. Mr. Brad, you give him a dragon who yell at Shesha Zakras, Kazakar, Manakras, Kinakeva. He has both male and female genitalia. So this is relevant. Bain Benish Moshes to Erev Shabbos. Bain Benish Moshes to Motzi Shabbos. It's relevant. It was born during the Benish Moshes period of Erev Shabbos, Friday going into Shabbos. So we're not sure if the child was born on Friday or Shabbos. Or Shabbos going into Motzi Shabbos. We're not sure if the child was born on Shabbos or after Shabbos. B'shteim Ein Milos and Doicha Shabbos, Minitchal Yom Rishon. See, either way, we can't do the Mila on Shabbos, we have to wait the Yom Rishon. Now, in the case where it's born on Shabbos, going to Matzah Shabbos, that's obvious. Maybe today is day 7. The next week later is really the Shabbos born after Shabbos, and Shabbos is only day 7. So you wait till Sunday morning, and now it's about day 8. In the case where it's born Erev Shabbos, so you can't do meal on Friday because maybe it's too early, because maybe it's really born on Shabbos. You can't do meal on Shabbos because maybe it's born on Friday. So you're forced to do meal on Sunday, which is Vaday, not it's Vaday after Zman. It's either 2 days after the Zman or 1 day after the Zman, but you can't do it on Shabbos. Okay. B'shneim ein milos in doich Shabbos v'nitkli Yom Rishon. Umahu ben Hashmoshes. So now, what do we say when we say ben Hashmoshes? So we've discussed this before. So the Ben Tam Shita is that even after the sun goes below the horizon, it's still Vadayom. And it doesn't have a din of ben Hashmoshes until what's known as Shkiyah Shniya, that after a period of time, after the sun has went below the horizon, and we no longer see the sun, but the at some point it goes like even further behind the earth, to the point that you're not really, you're seeing minimal amount of light. And that period of time is when Ben Hashmosha starts. That's how the Ben Tom learns. And that actually takes, if you assume a meal is 18 minutes, in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach time, that would take 58 minutes before that happens, according to his calculation. And then 58 and a half minutes. And then 13 and a half minutes. So 72 minutes is Vare, not Vare Laila. 58 minutes is Vare Yom. The first 58 minutes is Vare Yom. And from 58 and a half minutes until 72 is the Safek of Benish Moshes. So according to Ben Otam, so a child is born on Shabbos, after Shkia, you would do Mila next Shabbos in the morning. Maybe it's day 7, it's not the Shabbos, it's not day 7, this is the day 8. The child was born on Shabbos, even though it was born after the sun set on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, Yesh Armim, the Karv Rebbe Shah, who shows manis, can barely help us in Rishon Lechabim, the Rebbe Shah, and Shom, Karim, he sees a Benanim. Habi Safik Laila, Vervia Shah Yotzim Kal Safik, in the Oz Vashabas Munu said the Shabbos Abba. So, based on a car of the Rebbe Shah, as I was saying, 15 minutes would be as a quarter of an hour. This is close to a quarter of 13 and a half minutes. So, the Zman of the Gilman Kachabim is already Laila. Now, we said that we wait for Laila Gimel Chachavim Ketanim for Motzi Shabbos. We look for three small stars. But Mikra then Laila is for three Gimel Chachavim Beinanim. The reason we wait for Ketanim is because there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. Even Motzi Shabbos, you should add on to Shabbos. But that's not relevant to Gabi the Shaila. The Gabi the Shaila, the definition of Laila is three Gimel Chachavim Beinanim. A quarter of an hour before that is when Ben Hashmoshes starts. But that's part of the Rebbe Shah. But if it's already 15 minutes before that time, that's already still young. And therefore, in other words, with Shabbos, my son, the Shabbos, a boy. If that took place on Shabbos, 15 minutes before this time, that's when the child came out, we would do meal next Shabbos by day. That's the Yesh Amram. So who's the Yesh Amram over here? That's the Magen Avraham. Avakam Poskim. Machmirin Bezat. They say, Usir Lahu Demiation is Kasa Chama Meinenu Atzis Ibskim Chachamim Benanim Hu Akol Bechlau Ben Hashmoshes. Where that their Machmir, as soon as the sun sets, before, till it gets fully dark, that's all Ben Hashmoshes. Gives the Bechir Yosef, the Ispasha Ken Aminig Bechol Ori Eretz Yisrael. And that became the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Chikosav Sefer Zechor LeAvraham, Sefer Seder Zmanim, that were machmer. As soon as the sun sets until it's definitely dark, it's all Ben Hashmoshes, all Safik. Now, I feel him Safik Lo Yinoel Kana Ben Hashmoshes of Zman Ben Hashmoshes. Gam Ken Posuk Haradvaz LaHachmer Minitli Yom Rishon Aviu HaKorinim Bandrilo. Let's argue like this. really, we're being machmer a chumrah that this period is called Benishmoshes. There's many Rishonim, the Ben Otam, and those who follow him, that this is not Benishmoshes yet, this period of time right after the sun sets. Let's say you're not sure exactly when it was born. Was it born before the sunset or after the sunset? So then we should argue, Sveik. Could be he was born before the sunset. He was born after the sunset. We have the Reynold Thomas says it's still young. And we can do a meal on the next Shabbos. So Rava says, no, the minig is to be machmer. Okay, which is a chiddush. We have an opportunity to do mitzvah. We have Sveik to allow us to do the mitzvah on Shabbos and the Bidoch Shabbos. And we're carrying the mitzvah of B'yom HaShemini Bizmanoi, and we're not going to do that. Okay.
Sorry, the self circuit, the double suffix would allow.
No, that's what we would have argued, but the Rav says no. As the Ibn Shabbat is bringing. Even in a case where you would have this double argument, you have a sveik sveika. Now, the interesting question which comes up. There's an angle of refraction of the sun which allows us to see the sun after the sun actually goes below the horizon. If we would be on the moon and there'd be no atmosphere, the sun would go the global of the horizon at point X. But since we're on the Earth and there's an atmosphere, so and the nature of just like water bends light, you put light through a prism of water will bend light, so the atmosphere bends light as well. So the light of the sun is actually bent, so you're able to see the image of the sun even though the sun has went below the horizon. So the question which comes up is, if a child is born a minute before what's listed as sunset, so we list sunset, the sunset on the calendars is when we actually lose sight of the sun, which is actually about 2 or 3 minutes, can be up to 2 or 3 minutes after the sun has actually went below the horizon. So is that once the sun sets, we consider B'nai Shemoshes and we have a suffix. So B'yashav held that you have to be machmer. B'yashav held that you have to be machmer. He was born like a minute before Shkia, you should not do the meal on Shabbos. I think the rest of the week he wasn't machmer. Because there's enough other arguments. A minute before what's listed on the calendar. So the calendar is listening when we can actually lose sight of the sun.
Okay.
But the reality is...
Right, so the minute before is in that gap.
Yeah. Right. So that was a case that they asked Rabbi Yashar. It was a case, it was born, the doctors put it a minute before, he said, you can't do meal on Shabbat, you have to wait until Sunday. That, by the way, the opposite is true in the morning also. So there's the famous Shaila we got rid of a Sikin. The Pasha Vesikin is told him when we see sunrise, which means Vesikin would be based on when the sun, we see the sun, even though we're actually seeing it before it actually comes up above the horizon. If you ever go to the Kursal, and you daven Vesikin by the Kursal, there's about 5 or 6 minyanim there, daven, like there's a chesidus, you know, the different. So you would assume that they all get the Starshu Ness at the same time. The Taimani minyan does not. Everybody's. Like 4 or 5 of the minyanim are all finished. They start Shmoneh Esrei, and then the Hebron minyan, whatever they're saying, I can't pronounce what they're saying, but they're still saying, you know, the last end of the bracha. They wait till longer. They actually wait till longer than everybody else. It's like I remember the first time it happened to me. I was like, what does that mean? We have an argument with what time sunrise is, you know. And they actually calculated based on a later time. I mean, there are other issues besides, because Yerushalayim, the other issue which you have is because of the mountains. So do you calculate based on sea level, do you calculate based on the time in the mountains? Which has a lot of interesting applications besides. Okay, now, Mishabura said this to see the Bir Halacha, which I would like to look at. Um, So you know, why don't we use the sveik sveik that the Radvaz is saying? So what's the argument? So he says, I would like to see that. Maybe let's leave that for tomorrow because it's going to be, it's an interesting discussion. Let's see, Mishnah. Go back to Mishnah Berurah. Another kushumol. Here, shafila below kishui near a mol. Even when the male organ is erect, doesn't have an erection, it looks like there's no order there. But al kashen near a mol rakish yiskasha milosadoch shabbos. If there is some skin there, and therefore when the aver is not erected, you see foreskin, so that requires mila, even though when it erects, it sort of like moves beyond whatever skin is there, and it seems to be mohol, that's enough that it requires a mila. And that mila is there for Shabbos. This is he brings over here to basically Shiva Sassam Cipher, that's a Shiva Sassam Cipher. The woman had difficulty giving birth, and they would take it out through the wall, the abdominal wall, which we call it a cesarean. Nowadays we don't do it necessarily with some, we do it other ways, but it's the same idea. Shtei orlus. So what does that mean? He has two orlus. Mishabir has two pshatim. Pure shnei gidim. But it means there's two male organs. V'yesh armim the yesh per shtei orlus zal gav zeh. Or there's one male organ, but there are two layers of foreskin. So all these cases ein milos adoch shabbos yurches. V'tam kaleilo hu mishum safik. So each one has a din of a safik. Going. Kavendragonus, who mishum deino vare zofer body is not vare zofer, so it's not vare chayv and mila. Kamoy kain derle ben hashemosh shema who shulav bezmano. Maybe it's not the mila bezmano, which is not derech shabbos. And derle kushumah. After the leka kan orla kabusha umo mamish. It could be that there is really a skin there which has been pressed in at the orla kabusha, or no, there's no orla. Chemishyesh sherelus v'amosh tegidim. If you want to mishtegidim. Which one is the real orla? The sore base. It's called the second pshat. The marriage b'shtei orlos el gav zeh. Nami time of the ein on the yoidim kam chodas a Torah b'zeh. We're not sure exactly what the Torah meant. You're supposed to remove. Now, so all of these, the reason is because of suffix, except for miyotzei doifet. Because you have doifet the ben yehudis sheyolda the hosam atam mishum the ein tmeiim betumis later. The kamatzanoi. A woman who went through the normal birth process, which produces a dini tumas later, that's what the Torah writes. She's talmid for 7 days, and then 22 days of tahara. The psukim go through this whole list, and then it says, well, the law is it's only a woman who gives birth in the normal fashion, or a woman who was that's the dinner of the woman who was a giyaris after she was born. At the time of the later, she wasn't Jewish. There's no dinner tumas later. She has just she'll have tumas nida, but not tumas later. So therefore, there's no dinner of milah midrash Shabbos. Okay, let's hold it here.